The merchant, feeling now certain that the dog was mad, drew a pistol from his pocket and took aim. In a moment, the poor dog lay weltering in its blood, and its master, unable to bear the sight, spurred on his horse. "I am most unfortunate," said he to himself. "I'd almost rather have lost my money than my dog." Thereupon, he stretched out his hand for his treasure, but no bag was to be found. In a moment, he discovered his mistake, and upbraided himself for disregarding the signs which his dog had made to him. He turned his horse and rode back to the place where he had stopped. He saw the marks of blood as he proceeded, but nowhere was his dog to be seen on the road. At last he reached the spot where he had rested, and there lay the forgotten bag with the poor dog, in the agonies of death, watching beside it. When he saw his master, he showed his joy by feebly wagging his tail. He tried to rise, but his strength was gone, and after stretching out his tongue to lick the hand that was now fondling him in deep sorrow, he closed his eyes in death.